I'm afraid someone will be just my reflection in my mama's tears. Sometimes I feel like shit. Showing a movie in a little bit. Well, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to play a little bit and then show the short film and then play some more, if that's okay with everybody. The film's called The Accountant, and it was made by a guy named Ray McKinnon, who's from Georgia. And I didn't know Ray or anything when I first got turned on to the movie. Somebody gave me a tape of it because they said they thought I would be interested in it. And I watched it. It was the most amazing thing I'd about ever seen. It completely blew my mind. I thought, man, this guy, wherever the hell he is, has written in 38 minutes, has put into a 38-minute film everything I've been pretty much trying to write about for about half of my adult life. And at that time, I was in the thick of finishing up writing to, or actually, I guess we were well into recording what became the Southern Rock Opera. And so they were showing Ray's film in Atlanta at the Atlanta Film Festival, which it won. And I drove over there with the intention of meeting him and being kind of a groupie. And I was like, I'm our sort of one. And I did meet him, and we hit it off, and I gave him a copy of what we were working on. And we started kind of emailing back and forth and keeping in touch. And about 6 months after watching the movie about 20 times, I was driving down the road one day and I wrote this song called Sinkhole that was kind of based on it. So I sent him a copy of that, and then he ended up making another movie called Crystal that's about to come out in April, and finally, it's getting a distributor, and he's going to use Sinkhole in the soundtrack. So it's one of those kind of stories that tangles and all works out and everybody's happy. At any rate, it's an honor to get to play before and after his movie, and it's really going to be a treat for everybody. It's, like I said, it's about 38 minutes long, and we'll get on with it a little bit and play it. But we're going to do a few more songs first, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah.
This song back in I think 1997 or so. It's called Tails Facing Up. Me and my brother's old lady went and got stuck.
Thank you.
partner in crime, Easy B, Brad Morgan. So I first met Doug that's here. I first met Doug at a record bar in Florence, Alabama. I used to work there and he used to work there. We worked there at slightly different times. We go way, way back. But he didn't tell y'all he's from Alabama, did he? I bet he kept that a secret. He and I both worked for a guy at different times named Terrell Benton, who turned me on to The Replacements and REM and pretty much Husker Du, pretty much all the bands that I spent my college and high school years listening to. I learned from him. Trouble because of those songs. Thank you. to another state. Keep play some more. I talked a little bit earlier about a record that my band made called the Southern Rock Opera a few years back, and we were writing this thing all about the rise and fall of arena rock, and kind of where Southern Rock intersected with it all, and the music that a bunch of us grew up listening to, and kind of reconnected that with people's misconceptions of the South and the Southerners, and it all kind of tied in together and got real mixed up. And I was about in the middle of writing. yeah, football. Ooh, yeah. Go team. So I was in the middle of writing this damn thing, and George Wallace died. George Wallace had been the governor of Alabama, where a bunch of us grew up, for like 25 years or something like that. And they just kept reelecting him, and I'm surprised when he died they didn't still reelect him, you know, and just run on George Wallace's coat for governor. I guarantee it would get 20% of the vote still. But he died, and all of a sudden he's all over the TV, and there's all this footage of, you know, police in Birmingham with fire hoses mowing down civil rights people demonstrating, and dogs, and, you know, all the terrible things. And there's that son of a bitch Wallace standing in the door of the school, keeping the little black children from registering at the University of Alabama, and all that shit. There it all is again. And I wrote this song. And so much has been written and said about George Wallace that I was kind of faced with how the hell do you write about him without saying the same shit over and over. And it occurred to me that to write the thing from the devil's point of view, welcoming him into hell and telling him why he's there. And so this is Wallace from the devil's point of view. St. Peter at the Pearly Gate. All right, we're going to show Ray McKinney.
Great film, The Accountant, and then we're going to come back and play some more.
I do. I drink a lot. I'm sorry. I do. It's a problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check, 1, 2, 3. Check, 1, 2, 3.
It's a joke. No, my wife's dead, but it's okay.
That was awesome.
Why do you think I drink so much?
What about Ray's great movie for the Academy?
Thank you.
Doing anyway. Everybody, by drinking some good beers and having some pizza and watching movies and all kinds of stuff. Again, I want to thank all y'all for coming out on a kind of blustery night. That's a good word, blustery. It kind of sums it up. I've got a few CDs for sale. Anybody wants to buy some stuff? I guess find Ryan. He'll be right around here somewhere. And I've got a solo record and a couple drive-by trucker records with me. We're going to be playing, the band's going to be playing the only time for about the next two and a half months or so. The truckers are playing next weekend at the 40 Watt in Athens for 3 nights. So by physical road trip, come on down. And we're going to have our special friend Centromatic playing with us all 3 nights. And then we're going to have a few really good local bands playing over the course of the 3 days, too. There it is. Sorry. It's there. We're hanging here. Hanging by thread. So anyway, y'all come down and road trip over, and we'll make some noise next week. Thank you. Started playing together in 1985 with a band called Out of This House Cat. In Florence, Alabama. We didn't do too good with that band, but nonetheless we persevered for 6 years. When the band broke up, someone forgot to tell us that meant we were supposed to stop playing together. So we kind of kept on. We moved to Memphis and tried to put together another band there in the fall of 1991. It didn't go too good. So we moved on to Auburn. It also didn't go too good. After that, we didn't speak for a couple of years. And I moved to Athens. I wrote this song about the time we patched things up. Thank you. epilogue to that story. We put that song on a record called Pizza Deliverance about 1999. And there's this friend I made recently in Macon, this lady named Lisa, who had us play in Macon, I think, the first time we played there. And the night I played there, I did this song. And after the song, after the show, she came up to me and she said, she told me this story about her little boy getting that record and really flipping over that song. And she said she'd play the record, you know, sometimes she'd be driving around and taking him to school. And one day she was driving him to school. He's like 8 years old, and she had that record playing in her car. And her son goes, Mama, who's Gigi Allen? She said she had to think about it for a minute. She goes, well, honey, I guess he's what they call a punk rocker. And but he's most famous for you know, taking a number two on stage when he plays. And she said he stared out the window for a second, and he turned to her and he said, well, I guess a man's got to do what a man's got to do. So anyway, that's the epilogue. In the woods. I tried to call George A. today, actually. He got a cell phone about a year ago, and he's not good at working it. And he's really, really smart, and he's still sharp as a tack at 84, but I don't know. And I think it may be bluffing, actually. I think my mama bought it for him, and I think he just read her. People think he don't know how to work it. At any rate, that sounds good, doesn't it? I think that's what's happening. At any rate, I left him a message, but I don't think he knows how to check his voicemail either. But I'm going to go see him after the baby's born. I've got a kid coming. I'm becoming a daddy. I probably ought to check my messages. It could be soon, but hopefully not tonight. But at any rate, I wrote this song about a year ago for my great uncle George Albert Johnson, and he actually lives out at the farm that I was writing about when I wrote Sinkhole, and we still have it, but he's probably going to be the last generation to get to hold on to it. But it's a beautiful piece of land that's been in the family since the 1800s, and he was born in the house he lives in, and is just an incredible guy. And he got drafted back in World War II and ended up in the South Pacific, and he ended up in Iwo Jima. And he's kind of that guy in the family that whenever somebody has something they need, like if one of the aunts or my parents or whoever in the family, if their car breaks down, he would buy them a car and then take the old one and drive it for the next 10 years. And he's kind of that way. And one time when I was a kid, I asked him, why he didn't want a new car or something, and he was just kind of like, well, after the things I saw over there, just new cars don't seem that shiny to me. And so I wanted to try to capture the essence of what he was talking about, and I hope I got close. But this one's for him. It's called The Sands of Iwo Jima. Thank you. Just like I did, we got married on a mountain. Cash, Cam Morgan, and Patterson Wood. Ray McKinnon's film, The Account. We'll see y'all soon. Thank you. Good night. This next one's kind of the polar opposite of that one. This one's brand new. This is probably my newest song or something like that. And this one's called Granddaddy. Someday when I'm a granddaddy, be the lazy Thanks.